Today's daf is Brachos Daf Hey. We are holding on the very top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. I believe we are 4 lines into the page. We just got through discussing how there's a requirement to say Kriya Shema Lamita and the possibility that a Talmud Chacham does not require Kriya Shema Lamita because, as Rashi points out, Sharagil b'mishnaso lachzar al girsaso tamid dayo b'kach, because he's always learning, and therefore that's enough. The fact that he's always learning is that itself apparently is going to protect him. This may relate to what the purpose of Kriya Shema Lamita is. Is Kriya Shema Lamita a din in protection, or is it a din in going to sleep with Torah on one's lips? Rashi makes it sound like it's a din going to sleep with Torah on one's lips. The Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph sounded like it's more of a din in protection. But anyway, the Gemara says that Abaye holds that he should at least say one pasuk of Rachamim, like Biyadcha Afkidruchi Padisos Yashem Kelemes. So we're holding now 4 lines into the page at the two dots. I'm Rabbi Levi Bar Chamam, Rabbi Shimon Lakush, Shalom Miargazadim Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. If a person feels that his Yetzer Hara is getting the best of him, so he should always try to bring his Yetzer Tov to combat the Yetzer Hara. Shenema Rigzu V'Al Techatou. Be Margiz, get the Yetzer Tov all worked up, and that way you won't come to sin. Im Natzchamutav. So that's stage one. If that's successful, wonderful. Vim Lav, if that's not successful, Yasuk Petara, then you should learn Torah. Shenema Imru B'Levavchem. Pasuk says Imru B'Levavchem. Im Natzch, and that's a reference to being Osik Petara, to say Torah in your heart. Im Natzchamutav. Again, if you're successful, wonderful. Vim lav, if you're not successful, yikra kriya shema, then you should try to say shema. Shnemar, al mishkavchem, as the pasuk says, al mishkavchem. And what do we do when we're lying down? We say kriya shema. Im nitzchomutav, if we're successful, wonderful. Vim lav, if not, yiskola yom hamisa, shnemar v'dom l'salav. Then we should mention the yom hamisa. So we see clearly a 4-step process in terms of defeating the Yetzer Hara. First is try your Yetzer Tov, then Torah. Well, Yetzer Tov is the obvious one, but then the 4 steps are to learn Torah, to say Kriya Shema, the 3 additional steps, rather, Torah, Kriya Shema, and Bimaskir the Yom HaMisa. So you have, again, the 4 steps, Yetzer Tov, Torah, Kriya Shema, the Yom HaMisa, and the Yaznayim LeTorah. Rav Saratskin explains that when Yaakov Avinu was faced with the idea of going down to Mitzrayim and facing a nation of Shtufei Zima and trying to live amongst them, he realized that there was going to be a constant Yetzer Hara in Mitzrayim. And he says, that's why you find, what does Chazal tell us, Rashi and Chumash tells us, that when Yaakov first sees Yosef again, so Yosef is crying, but it doesn't say anything about Yaakov crying. So Rashi says, why wasn't Yaakov crying? Because he was saying Kriya Shema. And then the first words out of Yaakov's mouth when he talks to Yosef is Amusa Hapam. And before Yaakov even showed up to Mitzrayim, he sent down, who was it, Yehuda, I think, to go and establish a yeshiva in Mitzrayim, to establish a place of Makom Torah in Mitzrayim. So says Yaznayim LeTorah, Yaakov was simply following the recipe that the Gemara gives, that he knew he was going to have to face this Yetzer Hara. So first he tried with Torah, he set up a yeshiva there. Then he gets down to Mitzrayim and he sees, oy vey, this is pretty bad. So he says Kriya Shema right then when he meets Yosef. And then when he finally speaks, he's Mazkir Yom HaMisa. He says Amusa Hapam, that I'm overwhelmed. It's Ki'ilu, I could die already. Now I can die and go to heaven, so to speak. But he's mentioning the Yom HaMisa right on the spot. Now also the Gemara quotes an interesting pasuk when it tries to tell us about Torah, that a person should be Osik B'Torah. So what's the pasuk that it quotes? Imru B'Levavchem. In the Sefer Yunim LeTorah, he says it's muchach from our Gemara that someone who only thinks divrei Torah in his heart, that's considered to be osek b'Torah, because imru b'levavchem is the pasuk that we use to demonstrate someone who's osek b'Torah. So it sounds like a person could be mekayim in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even with hirhur alone, even with only thinking about Torah. Shulchan Aruch Narachaim Sim Mem Zayin Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet tells us that someone who's mahar b'divrei Torah does not recite a birchas haTorah, but someone who writes divrei Torah, even if he's not reading Torah, he's not saying Torah, still he does say a birchas haTorah. So the Mefarshim all ask that it's a stir in the mechaber, because hirhur, the reason that hirhur of someone who's only mahar b'divrei Torah doesn't make a bracha is because hirhur lav k'dibur dami, that's not the same as speech. Well, by ksiva is not k'dibur dami either. Rabbi Kiveger has several tshuvas on this topic, whether ksiva is k'dibur dami legabe a number of halachos, but primarily legabe Sfiras HaOmer, if one is Yotzei, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But anyway, this is the kasha that the Achronim ask. The Levush is mechalik, and he says that when it comes to hirhur, you don't make a bracha, because you don't make a bracha on a machshava. But ksiva is a maisa, meaning the determining factor of when we make a birchas mitzvah, when we don't make a birchas mitzvah, is not when are we doing a mitzvah and when are we not doing a mitzvah. No, here is also a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but nevertheless, you don't make a bracha because it's not a maisa mitzvah. A bracha is not made on a kiyum ha-mitzvah, bracha is only made on a maisa mitzvah. So when it comes to writing divrei Torah, that itself is a maisa. Dibur is a maisa. But to only be meharb divrei Torah is not a maisa mitzvah at all, even though it's certainly a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore one would not make a bracha. That's probably what the Levush means to say. And that's what Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, this difference between a maisa mitzvah and a kiyum mitzvah, as we pointed out many times. The famous machlokas rishonim, whether Sfiras HaOmer is 49 separate mitzvahs or one big mitzvah. Well, why don't we prove that it's obviously 49 separate mitzvahs because we make 49 separate brachas? Elamai, what do you see? No, you make 49 separate brachas because it's 49 separate ma'ase mitzvah, even though it may be only one kiyum. We don't make a bracha on a kiyum, we make a bracha on a ma'isa. In the gra on the spot in Siman Mem Zayin Sifkat and Beis, he disagrees with the Mechaber. He says, no, you have to make a birchas Torah on hirhur divrei Torah because it's a mitzvah to be Meharib Divrei Torah. What you see clearly from the Gra is that the Gra holds that the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore if it's a mitzvah, then you would have to make the Birchas HaTorah, and it's not so pashut that the Birchas HaTorah are Birchas HaMitzvah. It's in fact a four-way machlokas. What is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? I think we have a longer share on that topic in the Sugyas and Maseches Brachos, but suffice it to say, any type of bracha you could imagine, there's a possibility that Birchas HaTorah might fit into that category, whether it be Birchas HaNenin, which the Levush even suggests, whether it be Birchas Shevach Voda, which is the Ramban's suggestion, Birchas HaMitzvah, or like the Brisker Rav likes to say, the Brisker Rav writes, B'Shem Reb Chaim, it's a bracha on the Cheftza Shel Torah. In the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Mem Zayin Sif Yud, he proves that the Ikur Mitzvah of Talmud Torah has to be Pepeh. A person is supposed to speak words of Torah, and he says, yes, certainly one who thinks words of Torah is definitely Mekayim some sort of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's still not the fullest mitzvah, and that's why the only form of Talmud Torah that warrants a bracha is when it's bipeh. But if it's only here, yes, it's a mitzvah, but not a great enough mitzvah to be mevarich. In Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha, he points out that maybe this whole raya of the Tziyunim LaTorah, that Hirur B'Divrei Torah is enough to be called Osek B'Torah, based on the pasuk of Imru B'Levavchem, maybe that's not such a great raya. It could be that Imru B'Levavchem means that our Amira in Torah, our speaking in Torah, our verbalizing Torah should be so mashbia on us that it should become part of our hearts. We're trying to say this is how to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, that we have to allow the Torah to penetrate our hearts. Upenya suru milvavcha kol yemei chayecha. We shouldn't learn minasaf v'luchutz. Our learning shouldn't be only external. It has to be mashpi on our hearts. Vayu advar me'ela sharnochi mitzav chayom al levavecha. That our learning, the words themselves, have to be al levavecha. It has to become chakuk al luach libam. But al levavchem doesn't necessarily mean that the way we learn is only in our hearts, but without verbalizing. It could mean that we have to verbalize it. What's the shear of how intense our Torah has to be till it gets to the point of al levavchem? Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Vamra levi baracham, about five lines before the lines get wide. Vamra levi baracham, amra bishum in lakash. Maidich sivet nilchas luchas avin vata. What does the pasuk mean when it tells me that I've given you luchos ha'evan, ha'torah, ha'mitzvah, asher kasafti, lahorosam? What are all these things? Luchos, elu aser sedibros. That refers to aser sedibros. Torah zemikra. That refers to mikra. Rashi says over here, what's mikra? Chumish. Mikra means only chumish. Sometimes we find in the Gemara that mikra means all of Tanakh. For instance, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, only shalish adam shnosov, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. A person should split up his learning into three parts: mikra, mishnah, and talmud. If mikra means only chumash, when is a person supposed to learn nach? So obviously, in that context, mikra means all of Tanakh. But over here, when we say mikra, it means chumish. Torah is a mikra, says is chumish. Why is chumish called mikra more than the rest of Tanakh? Meaning, yeah, sometimes all of Tanakh is called mikra because klape, everything else, in contrast with Torah Shebal Peh, Tanakh is certainly more mikra. It's the only thing that you're allowed to read because it's the only thing that's allowed to be written. But why, even within the world of Tanakh, is Torah more considered mikra than Nevi'im Ksuvim, to the point that we say Torah is a mikra and that's only a reference to Torah? So Rashi says, Shemitzvah likros b'Torah, because we find a mitzvah of kriyas ha-Torah, there's no mitzvah of kriyas nach, and that's why mikra is a reference only to Torah and not to nach. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the Akdama to the Sefer Emes Liakov, the Mavo to the Sefer Emes Liakov, suggests that maybe there's another din. Maybe when it comes to Nevi'im Ksuvim, yes, you're allowed to read it, and yes, that person is supposed to read it and is supposed to learn it, but when a person reads it without understanding the ideas, without understanding what he's reading, he's not mekayim any mitzvah whatsoever, because Navi was, the words of Navi were chosen by the Nevi'im as a description of their visions. But when it comes to Chumash, if a person reads Chumash, since it's the words of Hashem directly that He dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps even when you don't understand what you're reading in the Chumash, that might still be a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why it's more mikra than the rest of Nach. Because the reading alone, even chasar the Havana, even without the understanding, is a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We darshan the pasuk further, va mitzvah zu mishnah, back in the Gemara, va mitzvah zu mishnah, mitzvah is a reference to Mishnah, Asher kasafti elu nevi'im uksuvim. Asher kasafti refers to nevi'im uksuvim. Laharosam ze gemara. Laharosam is a reference to gemara. Melami chukulim nitnu lemoshe misinai. So we see all of these things were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Amar Rav Yitzchak kalakor kriyas shema lamitasu kilu ochi scharif shel shtei pios biado. Person reads kriyas shema lamita as if he has a potent weapon in his hands, a sword that's sharp on both sides. Rashi says larugas hamazikin, to kill those damaging forces that are out at night. Shenema romos kal begronam v'cherv pipios biyadam, that if we, in our throats, is the romos kel, is the speaking of the high and mighty stature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shema Yisrael Shema Kadosh Shema Chad, then cherv pipios biyadam, we will have a sword of two mouths, of two sides, two sharp sides in our hands. May mashma amra zut shvitem ravashi mireisha din yanaksiv yal zechasin b'chav diran al mishkavosam. Where do we see that has to do with kriya shema alamita necessarily? Because it says in previously al mishkavosam uksiv basrei ramos kal begronam v'cherv pipios biyadam, and then right away after that it says this pasuk of v'cherv pipios biyadam v'amra b'yitzchak alakori kriya shema alamita asa mazikin b'dilin emen. Anyone who reads kriya shema alamita, the mazikin will stay away from shenemar b'nei resh v'yak v'yuof v'enof el Torah of is a reference to Torah shenemar hitif einecho bo v'enenu v'en reshef el mazikin, and reshef is a reference to mazikin u'mazira v'lachum l'reshef v'katav mariri. So that's why when it says b'nei reshef v'yak v'yuof, it means those who are b'nei reshef, the mazikin, Yagbi will be lifted by uf, by Torah. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, but what was that about? That was about being Kori Kriya Shema Alamita. So what do you see from here? That Kriya Shema Alamita relates to Torah. Again, like Rashi said on the top of the Amud, that's why Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema Alamita, because apparently part of the kunz of Kriya Shema Alamita is Torah. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Kala Osik B'Torah Yisurim B'Dilin Emenu. A different Rasha. Not someone who reads Kriya Shema, someone who learns Torah will not have to deal with Yisurim. Shenemar B'nei Rasha V'Yakviyu El Vein Ofel Torah, Shenemar Hitav Einach Abau V'Einenu, Vein Reshef El Yisurin, Shenemar Mazira V'Lachumei Reshef. Reshef is a reference to Yisurin. So when a person learns Torah, Yisurin will stay away from him. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ha'afilu tinuka shalbeis rabin yodin osa. He says, come on, that can't be the chiddush of the pasuk that b'nei reshef yakbiu off, that the whole chiddush of the pasuk in Iyov is going to be all about the fact that if you learn Torah, Yisurin will stay away from you. Everyone knows that. Rashi says, what do you mean everyone knows that? Every child knows that. That we learn from a pasuk in Chumash. And all the children know Chumash. So even if the child's not even up to learning Iyov yet, he would know this. Shenemar, because after all, the pasuk says in Chumash, most parakhtas va pasuk ha-va, va-yomrim shumati shumal kol shum l'kach va-yosh b'inav ta'aseh, va-zantul mitzvosu, v'shumarta kol chukov, kol amach l'shasamti mitzvayim, lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rafecha. If you do all the Torah and the mitzvos and do exactly like Hashem says, so then Hashem is not going to do all these machlos and all these terrible things that he did to Mitzrayim. So you see very clearly clearly that Yisurin stay away from a person who learns Torah. So now, what's the real drasha? El kol she efsha lo lasok b'Torah ve'eino osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe alav Yisurin mechorin va'ochron oso. Shemar ne'alamti domiya v'chshesi mituv v'kevi ne'echar. Ve'ein tov el Torah shemar kilak ha'tov nasak l'cham Torah si'al ta'ozovu. Someone who learns, who has the ability to learn Torah and chooses not to be osek in Torah, Hashem will make him suffer terrible, terrible Yisurin that will be a terrible, terribly disgusting and painful for him. Come and take a look how different Hashem is than human beings are. When it comes to a human being who sells something to another human being, so the seller is sad because he just lost out on a very valuable object, and the buyer is very happy, he just got a great new thing. But when it comes to Hashem, it's not so. Nasan lahem Torah liYisrael v'samach shenemar kilech tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azovu. Hashem gives this wonderful matana of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and he's overjoyed by it, because as the pasuk says that kilech tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azovu. He's so excited to give us the Torah. In the Re'im Horovitz, in the back of the Gemara, he raises the question: how do you, Rav Lozer Moshe Horovitz, how do you compare the two? When a person is mocher an object, the reason that he's upset about it is because he lost the object, he no longer has it. But by Nesinas HaTorah, when Hashem gives us Torah, he doesn't no longer have it. When we give Torah to another person, when you teach Torah to another person, it's nothing makes a person happier than teaching Torah to another person. Because I don't lose it when I teach Torah to another person. Adrabba, it becomes stronger by me. So why is this the proper comparison when Hashem gave us the Torah? Of course he's not upset. He didn't lose it. So says Reim Horovitz, based on the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Re'eh, that by Nesinas HaTorah, Hashem gave the key to the universe over to Talmidei Chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gezeira, Talmud Chacham is mevatel the gezeira. So he did lose something, because now all the gezeiras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you can imagine saying such a thing, the Medrash says, are no longer necessarily going to be mekuyam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the koach to a Talmud Chacham along with the Torah to be mevatel the gezeiras of Hashem. So he did lose something, and therefore it's a kunz that he's still happy that he gave us the Torah. Amar Rav Avitim Rav Chisim, Ra Adam Sheyisurin Barna Lavi. If a person sees that he's suffering Yisurin, he should analyze his actions. If he analyzes and he can't find anything that could explain the Yisurin, doesn't mean he doesn't find any Avera. Rash says it means he doesn't find an Avera that correlates to those Yisurin that would explain why those Yisurin came. So Yitla B'Bitul Torah, he should assume that it's B'Bitul Torah. The Stam Yisurin come as a result of Bittul Torah. Shnemar Asher Gever Sheyatzenu coming to us Chaslam Denu. V'im Talav Lo Matza, and if he was Talav B'Bittul Torah, but he finds that he's not Mevatel Torah, he's Mamish such a Mas Menatzum. B'Yadu Sheyisurin Shal Avahim. Then he should realize that it must be Yisurin Shal Ava. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being miyaser him. What is Yisurin Shalava? Rashi explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyaser b'ol mazeh b'lo shum avon k'dei lahar b'schor b'ol mabah yosem k'dei zuchi yosav. That Hashem is giving him Yisurin even though he did nothing wrong. He did no Avera in order to get him greater schar in the Olam HaEmes. Shnemar k'yes asher yehav Hashem yochiach. Those who Hashem loves, sometimes that's who he gives the Musa to, that's who he gives the Yisurin to. Amarav schor amarav unukol shakadosh baruch hu chafetz b'o medako b'yisurin. Anyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he makes him suffer Yisurin. Shemar v'Hashem chafetz d'chao hecheli. Yachla afilu lo kibla me'ava. One might think this is true even if the person is not mekabla me'ava. Tamal omer im tasum asham nafsho. Ma asham l'das af Yisurin l'das. So it has to be l'das. It has to be Yisurin that you recognize that you're getting Yisurin me'ava. V'im kibla me'ava mascharu. And if a person is mekabla Yisurin be'ava, what's his reward? Yira zera yarech yam. He's going to see children that live a long life. V'lo odel shal tamudu meskayim b'yado. Not only that, but he'll be able to retain his learning. Shemar v'Hashem. There's a machlokas b'Yakov Aridi v'Rabbi Barchanina as follows. Chad Amar Elohim Yisurim Shal Ava Kol Shein Ben Bittul Torah. One says the definition of Yisurim Shal Ava is when one does not have to be Mevatel Torah for the Yisurim. Shnemar Asher Gever Sheti Yisrenu Ka Umitaras Chaslam Denu. That Hashem is Miyaser a person Umitaras Chaslam Denu, but he can still learn Torah. That's Ashrei. That's wonderful. That's fortunate. V'Chad Amar Elohim Yisurim Shal Ava Kol Shein Ben Bittul Tefila. And the other says, no, Yisurin Shalav is the kind of suffering that doesn't ruin tefillah. Shemar Baruch Halukim HaShalom Yisur Tefillasi V'chazdo Me'iti. Amar Luhu Rabbi Abba B'reidi Rabbi Chia Baraba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Elu Ve'elu Yisurin Shalav Ehem. Both are Yisurin Shalav. That which is not Mevatel Torah, that which is not Mevatel tefillah. Shemar Kiyas Asher Yeh Hashem Yochiach. El Matam Lomer Teros Chaslam Denu. Al Tikri Slam Denu. Al Tikri. How does this go? Don't read it as the Dalid with the Segel, rather read it with its Seirei. Don't read Slam Denu, Ela Slam Denu. Dover Zemi Taraskla Slam Denu, Kalvachomer, Mishain Va'ayin. That we're able to learn this out from a Kalvachomer from Shain Va'ayin. What's the halacha by Shain Va'ayin? Ma Shain Va'ayin, Shain Echad Me'evarim Shel Adam. Eved Yotzei Be'em L'Cheirus, Shain Va'ayin is just one of the Evarim on a person's body. But if a master knocks out his Eved's Shain Va'ayin, the Eved goes free. Yisurim Shem Markin Kol Gufo Shel Adam, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So Yisurim, which wreak havoc on a person's entire body, all the more so it's going to give a person a sense of cheres. It uses the lashon bris by salt and uses the lashon bris by yisurin. Well, what do we know? What does salt do? So what do we learn from the comparison? Just like the salt is able to be mematic, it's able to cleanse the meat from any blood. So to the Yisurin is able to cleanse the person from all of his averos. Tanya, we're at the 2.5 lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Chayomer, Shalosh Matanos Tovus Nasan Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'Kulam Nitnan Ela Yidei Yisurin. There are three wonderful gifts Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, but all of them were given to us only through Yisurin. Eilu Ein, Torah V'Eretz Yisrael V'Olam Haba. Torah Minayin, how do I know Torah? Shnei Mar Asher Gevur Shir Tasser Nu Ka Mitaras Chaslam Denu. Eretz Yisrael, because it says Asher Tiasrenu Ka. We learn Torah, and it's right after Yisurin. And it's Yisrael Duxiv Ki Kasher Yiyaser Ish Esbino Hashem Elokachem Yasrecha. So it talks about Yisurin that Hashem gives us. And right after it says Ki Hashem Elokachem Viacha El Eretz Tova that Hashem gives us Eretz Yisrael. Hol Mabad Duxiv Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar V'Derechayim Tochachos Moser. That Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar V'Derechayim Tochachos Moser. The Tochach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along with all of my ba. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Kolosik B'Torah B'Gmilas Chasadim V'Kover Ezbanav Mochul Al Kol V'Nasav. Someone who's Osik in Torah and Gmilas Chasadim and is still Kover Ezbanav. So Rashi says, we assume over here, well, we'll see. No, Rashi doesn't comment anything right now. And his Kover Ezbanav, he gets full Mechilas Avonos. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Bishlam B'Torah Gmilas Chasadim. I understand very well Torah Gmilas Chasadim that a person is going to get Mechilas Avonos because it says Dichsiv B'Chesed Ve'Emes Yichu Paravam. Chesed zu gmilas chesedim shemer odiv tzedakah v'chesed yimtzachayim tzedakah v'chavav. Emes zu Torah shemer emes kneva al timkar. El kover is bottom minayin. So we have beferish pesukim about Torah gmilas chesedim that a person has a bracha that he's going to get mechilas avonos with Torah gmilas chesedim. But where do we find that you can get kaparas avonos with children dying young? So tanalehusa, or not even dying young, with a father burying his own children. Sometimes people could die at a ripe old age, and the father buries the children. So tanalehusa. If the father lives to a very, very ripe old age, so Tanalei Usabim Mishum Rabbi Shimon Chai Asi Avon Avon. We learn out Avon Avon. Ksiv Hachav Bechasav Emes Yichuber Avon Uksiv Hasam Mishalim Avon Avos Elchek Bnehem. Am Rabbi Yochanan Negayim Ubanim Enim Yisurim Shalava. Both the problems of Tzara'as and problems of banim, which Rashi comments we're assuming means burying children when they die before the parents, are both not yisurin shalava. So says Gemara, negoyim lo, are negoyim really not yisurin shalava? Vatanya kol mi sheyesh ba'achon me'arba maros negoyim alalu ein nel mizbeach kapara, that if someone has one of these types of negoyim, it's considered mizbeach kapara. So doesn't that sound like yisurin shalava, that a person gets a kapara from it? The Gemara says three answers. Answer number one, mizbeach kapara havu, yisurin shalava. It's a kapara, but it's not Yisurin Shalava. There's a big difference between a kapara and Yisurin Shalava. V'ibayisema halan v'haluhu. Or another difference might be whether we're dealing with Eretz Yisrael or we're dealing with Chutz La'aretz. Rashi writes in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shari Choma, our Mekudashos Baal Mitzoraton Shilua Chutz La'aretz. And someone who has Tzaras is sent outside of the Choma, so that's not Yisurin Shalava. He's actually being punished and he has to be exiled. But in Bavel, where there's no din of Shiluach of Mitzora, so then it's Yisurin Shalava because he's not going to suffer being exiled. Tosos doesn't like this. Pshabik Tosos writes in the second line, V'tema, tishiluach matonos lo yin noeg, el bizman shay yovel noeg, bat erichoma, ubimei amaroyin lo haya yovel noeg. This whole din of shiluach of a mitzorah chutz l'machna, that didn't apply in the zman ha-gemara, so how could that be the difference of halan v'haluhu? So Tosos says instead, v'yesh mefarshim halan v'haluhu li'inyin tuma, sh'nesorim v'eretz Yisrael v'lo b'bavel, that there is more of an issue of tuma in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Bavel. So that's why being a Mitzvah is more of a problem in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Bavel. Third answer, the difference is the Negat Saras publicly visible? That's not Yisurin Shalava. If it's privately visible, it's in a private area that's covered by the clothing, underneath your clothing, then it's Yisurin Shalava, then it's not so painful for the person. So Frank the Gemara, Banim Lo, but is the death of children also not Yisurin Shalava? Hechidam, Ilim, Davalu, Mesu, if a person has children and they die, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Den Gromadas, Sirah, Bir. Rabbi Yochanan commented that this is he would carry around the bone of a child of his who died, and he would say, this is my 10th son that died, that I'm carrying around, this is a bone of my 10th son that died. So apparently he was trying to show that it was Yisurin Shalava, and that's why he would carry around this bone, right? That an Adam Chashav like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara's Raya Rashi says that Mistama, an Adam Chashav like Rabbi Yochanan, if he was suffering Yisurin, it must have only been Yisurin Shalava. So if this is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Rabbi Yochanan, it must be that it's Yisurin Shalava. Tosfos says, no, that can't be the raya that it's Yisurin Shalava. Hare kama tzadikim shlo hayu lam banim. There are plenty of tzadikim that suffer a type of Yisurin that we're going to call it, that's not Yisurin Shalava. So how can you say just because he's a tzadik, it's not called Yisurin that it must be Yisurin Shalava? So says Tosfos, that's not the issue. The issue is that Rabbi Yochanan must have been showing off that this is Yisurin Shalava, that he views this as Yisurin Shalava. In Shar Mitzion Ba'alacha, he raises the issue that what's Rabbi Yochanan saying that he's carrying around the bone of his 10th son. So Rashi says that the bone must have been pachos, it's an etzem kisaora, pachos me etzem kisaora, and not the amount of bone that would transmit tumma to anybody. And in that way, he's miyashiv the kasha of the aruch. The aruch raises the kasha, how could an ish kadosh like Rabbi Yochanan walk around with an etzem ameis and constantly make himself tameh? He's in contact with tumah constantly. Someone says such an ish kadosh. So the aruch suggests, no, he was walking around with a tooth. It wasn't a regular bone from the body, it was a tooth. And the tooth is a bone, but it's not a bone that transmits tumah. Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra says that Nishretzel Shein Echad Mibanav also says that it was a tooth, and he would use it to be Menachem Marei Nefesh, to misery loves company, and to say, look, I could relate, I've been through very terrible things myself. But maybe you don't have to say that. Well, if you say that it's Pachos Mikasaora, so then it's not a Kasha that he's being Metame himself all the time. So anyway, how can we say it's not Yisurin Shalava? It's a Yisurin that Rabbi Yochanan suffered. Now the difference is, one is a situation where he didn't have any children at all. That might be not Yisurin Shalava, but a person who has children and they die, that is Yisurin Shalava. So Rabbi Yochanan suffered Yisurin Shalava. That was Tosfos' point. The Gemara's maskana is, if a person never has children, it's not Yisurin Shalava. So it can't be that it's tzaddik doesn't suffer those Yisurin, because there are plenty of great, great tzaddikim that never were zocha to have children for whatever reason. Weiter in the Gemara, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Cholish, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi got sick once. Olik be Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Amalei Chaviv and Alach Yisurin. So Rabbi Yochanan asks a very unusual question. He says, "How do you like your Yisurin?" Amalei Lo Hain Velo Schar. And he says, "I don't want the Yisurin. I don't need the Schar for them. I'd be better off without it." Amalei Havli Yadchas. He says, "Okay, give me your hand." Yavli Yadevu Ukme. So he gave him his hand and he gave him a refuah. Rabbi Yochanan Cholish, Rabbi Yochanan got sick. Olik be Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went to visit him. Amalei Chaviv and Alach Yisurin. He said, "How do you like your Yisurin?" Amalei Lo Hain Velo Schar. I'm not interested in Yisur, I'm not interested in the Schar. Amalei Havli Yavcha, give me your hand. Yavli Yadei Vukmei, again, he gave him a refuah. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan was the doctor in the previous case. He was the one that gave the refuah. Why couldn't he just be Merape himself? V'amai lo lokim Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just take care of himself if he knew the cure? Samri, ein chavish, matir asum, beis hasurim. A prisoner can't get himself out of jail. You need someone else to help you out. You can't get yourself out of the Yisurin. Rabbi Lazar Cholish, Rabbi Lazar got sick once. Al gabei Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Chazad David Kaganim b'bayis afel. He saw that he was in a dark house. Galil the Dari v'nafal nahara. So he exposed part of his skin, and light came over the house. Rabbi Yochanan was particularly beautiful. He had a complexion that shone. Chazir dava kabachi Rabbi Elazar. So he saw Rabbi Elazar was crying. Amalei, am I kabachis? Why are you crying? Imishim Torah de lo efshas shaninu echad amar bavechad mam levashi chavilim b'lashamayim. Unbelievable statement. The context that this first comes up in Shas. We think of echad amar bavechad mam levashi chavilim b'lashamayim, that even if I'm not a kalil guy, I learn for 10, 20 minutes a day. So okay, as long as I'm learning with every last bit of time that I have. Where was it originally said? About Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, if you're worried that you didn't learn enough, don't worry, even if you're mamet, as long as you're chavi liba l'shamayim. V'imishim mazone, and if you're worried about mazone, lo kol mazach l'shtei shulchanos, that you don't have enough money. No, not everyone gets shtei shulchanos. Not everyone is going to be zocha to have both Torah and wealth. It doesn't always happen that way. Tosus points out over here, lo kol adam, he says, avle'in ligros ein adam zocha. Don't have the gears in the Gemara that nobody is zocha, because there are many tzaddikim who are zocha to shtei shulchanos. You have to see the Gemara's, where is it, in Horios, and the Toskos from Horios, but I think Rebbe in the end of Mesech Ksubas also talks about how he had all this wealth, as well as obviously being very, very good. Torah Gedula b'makom echad. We have a whole list of people of Torah Gedula b'makom echad. V'yimishum b'nei bani, and if you're worried about children, den garma da sirah biris. Rabbi Yochanan pulled out the tooth, and he said, look, this is the bone of my 10th son. Rabbi Lazar says, no, I'm crying because once you exposed your skin and I saw how beautiful you are, so it's that beauty that one day is going to be buried in the sand, in the dust. That's what I'm crying about, that beauty is going to be gone from the world one day. Rabbi Yochanan says, ah, that's worthy of crying over. And then they both cried together. So in the course of that conversation, he says, how do you like your Yisurin? I don't need these Yisurin, I don't need the schar for them. I could do without all of these Yisurin. Amalei, Havli Yadchei, he says, okay, give me your hand. Yavle Yadevu Ukme. So he gave him his hand and he cured him. Rafuna Takifule Arba Mea Dani Dechamra. A new story the Gemara tells us. Rafuna had 400 jugs of wine that all soured. So Rav Yehuda, the brother of Sal Chasida, came to visit him. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan also came. Va'amrila Rav Adabarav of Rabbanan. Some say it was Rav Adabarav and the Rabbanan came. Va'amrila Lain Mar B'mile. And they said, no, you have to go look at your actions. You have to do Cheshbon HaNefesh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause this to happen to you? Samlu, mi chashidna b'einaychu? He says, why are you chashing me that I did something wrong? Why do you think that I necessarily had to have done something wrong? So they said, what? Are you choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did something wrong? That he punished you for no reason whatsoever? I mean, we'd rather be choshed you than be choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you better start thinking about it. Very interesting comment to Tosfos over here. Tosfos writes, Harbi tzadikim yesh shalokin begufam b'mamonam elehema yodim shlo haya nosin shabisha larisei v'yirotzim limron zlo shlo yasa od. Tosfos says, it's not really a kasha on our emunah when bad things happen to good people. That happens sometimes, like we said before, it's Yisurin Shalava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Tzadikim Yisurin because he wants to give them a better spot in Olam Haba. He wants to make their Olam Haba that much more enjoyable. So these Yisurin that they suffer down here will enhance their standing in Olam Haba. So that can't be the issue, that they couldn't be serious when they were saying, no, we have to be Choshed you because otherwise we're going to have to be Choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, there's no being Choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They actually knew of an Avera that he had done. He just hadn't realized it yet. So they were trying to get him to start thinking about it so he would realize what he had done. And we'll see soon what that Avera is. A very minor, seemingly to us, a very minor Avera. So he said, oh yeah, I challenge you. If you know of any Avera that I did, I challenge you to find the Avera. Says Rav Huna. So Amrulei, Hachi Shmielan, the Loyav Marshabish Larisei. They said, well, actually, we heard that you don't give your sharecropper his fair share of the vines from your vineyard that he deserves. Amrulehu, he said, well, I would, but Mikashavikli Midimine, Hakaganvle Kule. He steals everything from me. I have nothing left that I can give to him. I'd love to give my sharecropper something if he would be honest and leave me something that I could keep. So what do you want me to do? So Amrulei, Hainu Damriinchi, Basagan, Vaganov, Vitaimatayim. That's what people say. That's the expression that people say Basar ganav ganav, that someone who steals from a ganav, he also is a ganav. That it's not okay to go steal from a ganav. So just because he's going to you, you shouldn't ganav him back. Amlu kabilna lai dihivnalei. So he says, okay, I'm a kabel right now. I'll give him whatever I owe him. Igadamri hadar cholav avachamra. So some say a nace happened that the vinegar then turned back to wine. Vigadamri yakar cholav is davin bidmechamra. And some say the vinegar became more expensive and now was sold at the price that the wine would have been worth. So it didn't require a miracle, it just required a market fluctuation. Which is the bigger zuchus, to have the miracle, to have the market fluctuation? So that the Gemara says, I think, when it talks about the fellow who was left with a child that he couldn't, and no wife to nurse the child. So 2 days in the Gemara, exactly where the Gemara talks about the possibility that that he grew shadayim and he was able to nurse the child himself, that's not such a great zuchus, that you had to have such an overt miracle happen. It's a greater zuchus sometimes to have a more a less overt miracle occur. So whichever it is, one of these are the 2 days of what possibly happened. The Chafetz Chaim, like he does with every Gemara, he finds Lashon Hara in every Gemara. So over here in this Gemara, he says, wait a second, isn't this a major Lashon Hara problem? Rav Huna says, anyone who knows an Avera that I did, tell me. They said, you don't pay your sharecropper. So he knows terrible Lashon Hara about a sharecropper, that a sharecropper steals from him. He has the right to go tell them that a sharecropper steals. It's not Lashon Hara, but it's true. Lashon Hara is when it's true. That's why it's Lashon Hara. It's not Motzi Shemra. So what's the heter to go and reveal this information? So the Chafetz Chaim says two answers. That Rashi writes, V'chi eino chashud be'enechem shu gonev li harbe yoser michelko. Rashi says, don't you know that he steals a lot from me? Meaning, the Rabbana knew that the sharecropper was a ganav, and he knew that they knew that the sharecropper was a ganav. So it wasn't Lashon Hara, because everybody knew about it already. And that was part of the heter, assuming you have all the other tanaim in the heter of something that's known already by three people, that it's less be mishum l'shnabisha, that it's not a problem of Lashon Hara. That's one answer the Chafetz Chaim gives. Second answer the Chafetz Chaim gives is that someone was going to be accused of wrongdoing. So in order to save himself from false accusations, he had to tell the MS in order to save himself from false accusations. And that's perhaps permissible, that if they're going to accuse you, otherwise you're allowed to point the finger in order to be able to save yourself from being accused falsely of something. So maybe for one to protect themselves, maybe it's permissible to speak the Lashon Hara about the other person. Okay, those are the two answers of the Chafetz Chaim. Tana. Tanya, so says Gemara, we have a brisa. Binyamin Omer, al shnei dvar meisi mitzitar kol yamai. I was always mitzitar about two things. Number one, al tefilasi shetei lefnei mitasi. I was always very, very makbid, very careful to make sure that my tefila was right in front of my bed. Val mitasi shetei nesuna bein safon ledarim. And to put my bed, to make sure my bed runs north-south. That the bed should always run north-south. Tamid Rabbeinu Yon over here in Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that it's that Safon and Dorim we find in the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about which way to face in Shmona Esrei. And it says Arotza Lahachkim Yadrim, someone who wants to become a chacham should face south because the menorah is bedarim. Arotza Lahashir Yatzpin, someone who wants to become wealthy should face the north because the shulchan is in the tzafon. So if you want your children to have both parnasa and Torah, to have both chachma and parnasa, so you put the bed running north south. So you have both the effect of the north and the effect on the south. So that's why he would put the bed north south. But anyway, al tefilasi shetei lifnei mitasi, he says I would always be makbid that my tefillah should be in front of my bed. My lefnei mitasi. What does it mean lefnei mitasi? Ilem lefnei mitasi mamish. Rav Ravidam Ravi Temer Shulam Levi Minayim Luspal Shaloi Yedavr Chalitz Ben Levin Akir. That can't be literally standing in front of his bed because we know that Allah is you're not allowed to have anything blocking in between you and the wall when you're davening. Shnur Vayasim Chizkio Panavel Akir Vayispalil. Chizkio faced against the wall and he davened. So it can't be literally standing in front of his bed. So lotem lefnei mitasi. Ela ema samach limitasi. It must mean to say samach. Close to the time that I get up from bed. Meaning, as Rashi says, kol yamai nisharti shelo lasos melacha v'shelo lasok b'torah kishamati mitasi achakru kriya shmei v'spalel. I was machmir not to do anything else before I daven. Not even to learn Torah before I daven. That seems a little bit difficult. Literally, not even to learn Torah before I daven. So Tosos, on the spot, calls out Rashi on that. Not to learn Torah, says Tosos, v'lo yadati minalei. I don't know where Rashi got such an idea. Not allowed to learn before you daven. Avul raya desharilu. ללמוד קודם, דלקמן פרק שני אמרינן, דרב מקדם מה שיודעים מברך, ומסני פרקי וקורא קרישמה, כמעט הזמן קרישמה. דרב would get up, wash his hands, say brachas, learn, then say קרישמה, and daven. קרישמה was obviously סמכולו לתפילה, and he would daven then. So he would learn first. So how can you tell, you say that you're not allowed to learn Torah before you daven? So what are you not allowed to do before you daven? The Gemara later on, Daf Yoron Beis is going to discuss this. The Gemara says, the Maiduk Sub lo sochlu al adam, lo sochlu kodem shetispalu al damchem, that you're not allowed to eat before you daven. Amr Bitzakom Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara goes on to say, kol ochel v'shos v'archachach mispalu lo v'kos v'omer v'os yishlach t'achrei gavecha, al titu gavecha l'ge'echa, that it's a sign of gaiva, that you're throwing a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the back burner when you go and you eat before you daven. So it seems that perhaps the machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi is what the yisod of the Yisra of Losoch Lel Adam is. Rav Salvechik explains in the Shurim and Maseches Brachos and the Rishim and Shurim that according to the Shita of Tosvos, which also he shows is the Shita of the Rambam, we learn from this pasuk in Yisra Chila and Asiyas Melacha before Yadavin, meaning don't do mundane activities before Yadavin. Lima Torah is Chavtzei Shemayim. That's not a mundane activity. That you're allowed to do before you daven. According to Rashi, we learn from this pasuk, it's an iser to be mishtamish b'kol chelik shel haguf kodem she'espalel. No part of your body should be exercised before you daven. Even your seichel, even your brain shouldn't be exercised before you daven. So you shouldn't learn Torah either. And what about the Kasha Tosas from the Gemara that Rav would daven? So that could be that he woke up very early. He woke up at 2:30 in the morning, like Rav Eliyashiv Zichrono Levracha and Yibad El Chaim Tov and Rav Chaim Kanievsky wake up 2:30 every single morning, and that's when they sit and learn. So of course it goes. So then maybe you're allowed to learn before you daven. So the Kasha Tosas is not necessarily the biggest Kasha. What about this halacha of not having anything be mafsik between you and the wall? So the Rambam writes, Tikun HaMakom Ketzad, Rambam Perek Hey of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Vav. How do you clear out an area for Tefillah? Yamud B'Makom Namuch V'Yachzer Panav L'Kosel. Stand in a low place and face the wall. So Beis Yosef explains in Siman Sadi that the Shitas Rambam is that you have to make sure nothing else should be in front of you so as not to be mevatel your kavana. That's the din. You don't have a bed in front of you because you don't want to be mevatel your kavana. Machlokas Taz in the Magen Avraham. What about a shtender? Can you have a shtender between you and the wall? Or Chaim Siman Sadi, Sif Chavalev. So the Taz and Sifkot and Hay writes that it's not considered a chatzitza because it's l'tzorech v'tvila, and therefore it's not going to ruin your kavana. Magen Avraham Sifkot and Lamed Vav is cholik. He says it is a chatzitza because the Shulchan and Teva are also tzorech tvila, and they're only mutter because they're kavua. So anything that's not kavua is going to be a chatzitza. What are they arguing about? Says Rav Salvechik. What is the yisod of the iser not to have something bichotzeit between you and the wall? If the reason is not to be mevatel your kavana like the Rambam, so something that's letzorech the tefila like a shtender is not a problem at all. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Sadi Ches Siv Dalid hatfila b'makom akarban, and therefore v'shal yachutz davar beino lekir dumya lekarban shechatzitza poselas beino lekli. Just like you can't have a chatzitza by a karban, you can't have a chatzitza in tefila. So it has nothing to do with your kavana. It's just a din, chatzitza. So it could be then that a shtender, if it's not kavua, would be considered a chatzitza, because something that's kavua just becomes part of the room. And that's why it's not considered a chatzitza between you and the kirid, is the wall when it's kavua. But something that's not kavua, like a shtender, would be a chatzitza, even though it aids your tefila. It has nothing to do with aiding your tefila or not aiding your tefila. It's a chatzitza. Where else do we find that built-in furniture is considered part of the room and is not considered to be furniture in the room? So some poskim suggest in Hilchos Mezuzah that we have like that. And when you measure Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos for Hilchos Mezuzah, that you don't count built-in furniture. You only measure floor space of the room absent the built-in furniture. There are poskim that hold that way. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So Val Mitasu Shtei Nesuna Ben Safon Ladarom, and he says, so, and what else was he makmin about that his bed should be north south, running north south? It's a skula to have banim zacharim, to have male children. And Nida Dafayinal, he gives four skulas for banim zacharim. Shnem utzfonech t'malei bitnam yisbu banim. That if it's tzafon t'malei bitnam, that if it's facing north when you have tashmish, then yisbu banim, then you'll have banim. Nachmri, it's a gomer af ein ishto mapelos. Nefelim. It's also a good school not to have miscarriages. Ksifach utzfonech t'malei bitnam, ksifasam imali maledas v'nei tomim bibitna. So that's it's a school not to have a miscarriage. Weiter, just a few more lines over here. Says the Gemara Tanya, Binyamin Omer, Shnaim Shnechtsu l'spal v'kadim echem yam l'spal v'lo himten eschaver v'yatsa. If two people go into daven, and one of them finished davening earlier, and he didn't wait for his friend, and he left his friend standing there alone, Tarfen lo tefila, so the therapist tefila b'fanav in his face. Shneimar torif nafsho ba'apo, halman chata zovaret. V'lo od, el shagorim l'shkina shetzalik m'yisrael. It also causes a silik shkina from Klal Yisrael. Shneimar v'yatak tzur mimikomo. V'in tzur el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur is a reference to Hashem. Shneimar tzur yol dech hatashi. V'im himtad lo maskarun. If he waits for his friend, what's the great schar of waiting? Amar Rav Ezer v'chanin zochel l'brachos halalu. Shneimar luk shaftel m'tzos v'hi kinar shlomech v'tzidkaseich ki gale ayan v'hi he'll be zochet to all of these amazing, wonderful brachos described in the Navi Yeshayahu. That if you listen to the mitzvosa, you're going to have shalom like flowing like a river, tzedakah like the waves of the sea, and your children are going to be like the sand, etc., etc. All these amazing, amazing brachos. That's what you get for waiting for your friend after you finish davening, after you finish davening while he is still davening. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up from the two dots next time.